Hello and welcome to Zion, Mr. Snake. You as always are amazing. And I hope your Locktober is going very, very well. I hope you're not being too frustrated. And you might even believe me when I say that. I want you to get yourself in a really comfortable position. Get yourself into the most comfortable position you can imagine. And as you settle into that comfortable, relaxing position, I want you to just be aware of how good your body feels right now. Because of course there's an unconscious understanding that you're going to go into trance for me, you're going to drop very deep for me. And naturally as your body relaxes, your mind begins to relax along with it. It's a natural cycle, of course. These things are intertwined and interlinked. One has an effect upon the other. And just knowing that you're going to listen to my voice saying all these nice, wonderful hypnotic suggestions, well, it means your mind's already primed, ready to go, ready to drop, ready to sink and fall deeper and deeper into trance with every word I say, and with each breath in, and with each breath out. And you know, it's kind of funny that in almost every part of your life, you don't think about your breathing, and yet it's a necessary vital function to living. And yet you don't think. It just happens all by itself. And sometimes trance or hypnosis is exactly like that. You don't think about it. And then all of a sudden you just notice that it's happening. You notice how deep it is, or how relaxed you feel while it's happening, while you're sinking and dropping and falling, listening to my voice and following my suggestions, comfortably relaxing and relaxing comfortably. And one of the absolutely best things about hypnosis is the fact that you can fall into trance and drop into trance in whatever way suits you. You can drop in slowly, just going a little bit deeper with each breath out. And sometimes people just drop rapidly, just like that. And before they know it, they're so far and so deep in trance that listening to the sound of my voice is all they want to do. Following my suggestions is all they want to do. And of course, thoughts can move in and out of your mind, and that's okay. And maybe the thoughts begin to slow way, way down. It might be that thoughts just linger and then they vanish and fade. They drift away. And so your conscious mind begins to take a back seat. Maybe it just takes a little vacation, so you don't have to think, say, speak, or do anything, except allow my words to enter into your unconscious mind. Relaxing, soothing, maybe even a little bit beguiling. And that's a good thing, because this is your trance. This is the trance that's absolutely perfect for you right now. This is the trance that your unconscious mind wants you to enter into. This is the trance that your unconscious mind wants, needs, and accepts without thought, question, or hesitation, leading you to that place of utter bliss and contentment, allowing me to do the thinking for you, and allowing yourself to follow my suggestion easily, effortlessly, freed of thoughts, questions, or hesitations. Following the suggestions just comes naturally and easily. And you can can let your attention wander and move around your body as you see fit. I mean, right now you could focus your attention on your arms. Do your arms feel lighter or heavier than normal? Do they feel a little bit cooler or maybe a little bit warmer than normal? Maybe your attention moves down into your legs or your feet. And how do they feel right now? And maybe there's other parts of your body, more intimate parts that maybe you haven't been touching at all during October. Which means that there'll be parts of your body you'll be absolutely yearning to touch. But this isn't really the time or the place for that, is it? You're listening to this file because you're interested in following the tenets of October, of being denied, and of enjoying the denial, allowing that frustration, that need and yearning to build and become more and more intense. And it's one of the very basic things about human sensuality is that we love pleasure, we love to indulge, and when someone else controls that, well, that's incredibly submissive. So whether you're denying yourself for some purposes of self-gratification, or whether you're denying yourself for the pleasure of another, I want you to feel really good about your decision. And it is so, so submissive of you to sit or lie here listening to my voice as you take in my suggestions, knowing that you won't be getting any kind of finish or release from this fire, knowing that you're to be denied ultimate release until the end of the month. And that in itself is really, really hard. And it could be that just the thought of that alone is enough to give you pulses and tingles and throbs and those untouched and denied parts of your body. Just the idea of being denied, controlled, and having your ultimate pleasure under the influence of someone else is just so arousing to you. But you're listening to this file because you want to be good, you want to obey, you want to understand that obedience is pleasure, but pleasure need not always be gratified. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that you're following this in the spirit in which it's intended. So during this month, this file is going to aid you in that process of self-denial. Because each time you listen to this file, you're going to get that feeling of amazing self-worth and take great pride in how well you're doing during this October challenge. The denial might not always be easy, but you'll find this file will help you cope with that even more than before. Even better. And giving up control is something you either want to do or something you kind of want to have a little bit taken away from you. And both approaches are fine, both approaches are perfectly good. Maybe you just need this encouragement. Maybe you just need a little praise that you're doing very well so far. And you'll continue to do well. Because you want to please me. You want to make me happy and do really well during this October. So that any time your hands, your fingers, or anything else tries to move across those intimate parts, well, you might find that you think better of it. You remember this file. You remember my instructions and you follow my suggestions. to be so, so good this October. Allowing me to control when you can, and naturally, of course, when you can't, so that you behave and be good in accordance with the spirit of October. Denying yourself and earning my praise because you're doing such a fantastic job of denying yourself during this October. And you know, denial can make you an even better person. Because during this month, you learn to control your urges. So it instills discipline. We all know the value of discipline. You learn that you have more self-control of the way you think about sensuality and pleasure during this month. And you'll find that you'll be able to focus more on different and other aspects of your life. Almost like you're transmuting this energy to be productive in other areas as well. So you might find yourself being even more dedicated to work or hobbies, whichever is appropriate, maybe both. You might find that you invest some more time in interpersonal relationships. Maybe you'll notice that you feel more connected to your friends or your partners. Now, what you will definitely notice is that you'll experience an increase in pleasure when you finally do have that ultimate release. So you're actually building towards something amazing. You're building towards something that's going to be so amazingly gratifying that it will be an intense, vibrant experience. And whichever way you're operating your October, if you're in full-time denial or if you're wearing a cage or a belt for 20 minutes per day, that's perfectly okay. You're doing what is right and appropriate for you. And because it's right, safe, and appropriate for you, you'll find it becomes not easy, but it becomes more bearable. And you do get all of these added benefits from the experience. The discipline, the connectedness, the control over thoughts and urges. So it benefits you in many, many ways. You will follow up on your intentions according to the spirit that you entered into them. It might be that your intentions strengthen, your resolve becomes more firm and more resolute, and that's good. That's what this file is for, to encourage you to do even better than you imagine. And you will. You really will. And you know, other people might notice a change in you. They might notice that you're more attentive. Might notice that you're more polite. They might notice that you've got more energy to put into other things in your life. And so you're going to take all the benefits of the October. And you're going to be thriving and successful. And whichever way you've gone about this October, this is the October that you want, need, and deserve. And so you will honor it in accordance with the spirit you entered it, with the goals and the resolutions you've set for it. So you're going to get all of these amazing benefits. And you're going to make yourself proud. And by doing that, you'll make me proud. By doing that, you'll make me very happy. Because when you follow my suggestions, and you listen to my words, and when you obey, you will get pleasure. It may not be instant gratification, but you will feel so much pleasure from being good, obedient, submissive, and denied for the rest of this month. So whatever way you're going to utilize this October for your own benefit, you're going to look after yourself, you're going to be safe. It's going to be appropriate and right for you, just like these trances are safe, right, and appropriate for you. You might even find that this particular October is more personally fulfilling than any before, which could lead you to an annual increase in the benefits of October. Long term. And I want that unconscious part of your mind that listens to my suggestions to follow my advice, to always be safe, to always look after yourself, to protect yourself. Because when you look after and protect yourself, that means you can be an even better submissive. Because you're in this for the long haul. Submissives who look after themselves, make their dominance proud, and make themselves more attractive to dominance. It's important, and it's right, that you look after yourself. And it's important and right that I encourage you to look after yourself so you can be safely denied and denied safely. Which means that when you come out of this trance, you're going to feel amazingly proud of the decisions you've made for October. You're going to feel amazingly gratified with the decisions and how it's progressing. You're going to look forward to and anticipate the rest of the month and how amazing it's going to feel. Because you might notice new sensations, new emotions arrive. Your unconscious mind is prepared for all of these things. You're going to find that you can take great, great benefit, and you can find profound thinking can actually happen when you're in denial for this length of time. Self-awareness comes easily to you. And it's a positive self-awareness, freed from criticism. But self-reflecting in a good way. And so this trance can be as deep and profound as you need it to be. And your submission will be as deep and profound as you want or need it to be. And you'll be able to take forward and bring with you for the rest of the month all of the beneficial suggestions I've made for you during this file and during this session. Because I know you're going to make me so, so proud of you. I know you're going to do so well during this October challenge. But for now, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. And when I reach 5, you're going to come out of trance feeling amazingly good, feeling amazingly positive about the decisions you've made. Because already your unconscious mind is working and developing new ways to make this an even better experience for you. 1, beginning to come up out of trance. 2, feeling amazingly calm and relaxed. 3, feeling positive and excited about the rest of the month. 4, you may want to wiggle your fingers and toes. And 5, opening your eyes. Coming up out of trance, feeling amazingly good, feeling amazingly positive. As always, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your continued support. I want to wish you an amazing month. And I look forward to having some more files out for you very shortly. Have an amazing week.